The coronavirus pandemic has reached a fearsome new number tonight, 100,000 lives lost in the United States. It is more than all the American dead in the Korean conflict and the Vietnam War combined. Lisa Desjardins begins our coverage of this day's events.
The U.S. death toll has now reached staggering highs, but every day more communities are moving to reopen for business. In Orange, California, Stacy Hewitt is getting ready to reopen her salon and spa with a new check-in for customers.
Their temperature will be taken. They will be handed a handout on our protocols that are being implemented in the salon. Their hands will be sanitized and they will be escorted back to their seat.
In neighboring Nevada, casinos will be back up and running June 4th after a 10-week shutdown. Florida's tourism industry is hopeful about July after Disney announced plans to reopen some of its Orlando theme parks July 11th with requirements for face masks, temperature checks, and social distance. And in Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser announced she'll lift the district's stay-at-home order Friday.
So as we begin reopening, it cannot be said enough that every single one of us has a role to play in protecting ourselves and each other.
But it wasn't business as usual on Capitol Hill today. The House of Representatives allowed proxy voting for the first time in its 231-year history. Lawmakers could ask another member to cast their vote for them.
I inform the House that he will vote yay.
House Republicans have filed a lawsuit arguing the procedure is unconstitutional. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney.
So instead of going down the path of saying, how can we do this together? The Democrats have adopted a completely partisan scheme, and they have done it in a way that absolutely infringes on the rights of the minority and infringes on the Constitution.
While the U.S. looks to reopen, COVID-19 cases are spiking around the world, including in previous hotspots. South Korea reported its highest number of new cases in weeks. Many of the infections were linked to an outbreak at an e-commerce warehouse.
We are very nervous about community infections, and we are keeping a close eye on the situation. We are doing our best to prevent the further spread of infection through fast contact tracing and testing.
India logged a new record number of daily infections as well, as its overall caseload topped 150,000. And with coronavirus cases surging across Latin America, hospitals in Brazil, Mexico, and Chile are struggling to keep up with the huge influx in patients. Meanwhile, hospitals in France will no longer use the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine to treat COVID-19. The country banned it after a study found it wasn't effective and posed serious health risks. This as the European Union unveiled an $825 billion fund to help its 25 member states rebuild their struggling economies.
Tomorrow, the cost of inaction in this crisis will be much more expensive. This is about laying the foundations for our future together and at the same time to react appropriately to a clearly defined extraordinary crisis situation through no fault of our own.
They're not alone. Japan, the world's third largest economy, injected $1 trillion more dollars into its economy to help bounce back from its recession. The move effectively doubles the country's stimulus spending. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.